This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Well, the Democrats are now weaponizing another part of government. This time, of course, the IRS. Not the first time they've done it, but now they're trying to do it against the president of the United States, of course. And here we go. Once again, we have heard now that Trump isn't going to be a tyrant, a dictator, a fascist, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, all of it together. And yet Democrats get power and they literally do the things that those people did, which is to use the government to target their enemies. Yesterday, I spent time on the fact that they're using the government to now go after Fox News. So they have the House Oversight Committee going after Fox News with subpoenas over why did you not run a Stormy Daniels story? You know, that's the kind of stuff that is exactly what happens in police states where they go after the media. Then today we find out the Democrats are now going after the president's tax returns using an IRS code from the 1920s to demand his tax returns. And of course, now as they weaponize the government to go after their political enemies, we're reminded of the fact that everything they said Trump would do, they're actually doing. For example, you remember during the campaign as the chants of lock her up were going on, and you had all these people lecture and say, we don't prosecute our political enemies in this country. It's not what we do. We don't do that. We don't do that here. You remember that, right? And now the Democrats are literally trying to lock up the president. I mean, they're trying everything they possibly can, every single way they possibly can now. They just won't give it a rest. They've said the president's going to go after the media and silence the media and shut down the First Amendment, and they're going after Fox News because they hate Fox News. New York Times does this whole big expose on Fox News and where it's from, and then Democrats pounce and go, well, we should really examine this a little bit, should we not? We should look into this. And now the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, wasn't bad enough, I guess, when Lois Lerner and Obama's administration went after conservative groups. Now we have to go after the president of the United States. And of course, the question becomes, do the American people care about his tax returns? The answer is very simple. Yes and no. The ones that say yes didn't vote for him. The ones that said no did vote for him. Well, guess what? The ones that said no won the election. If it was an issue, he would have lost. Like, in other words, if his tax returns were so critical to him becoming president, he wouldn't be president because he didn't release his tax returns. You notice what the Democrats just don't have any trust in you. They don't have any trust in the American people. They have no trust in you or me or anybody else. So the people render their decision, right? The president said during the campaign, I'm not going to release my tax returns because I'm being audited. People voted for him anyway. And yet Democrats in the House say, well, the judgment of the American people, forget it. Forget it. We know what's best. So we'll demand his tax returns because we need to see them because they might have made a mistake. See, they think you're children. Everything from telling you how to live your life and banning this and banning that all comes down to the same mindset. You're a kid. Listen, you're a little kid and government has to wake you up. Come on, get with the program. And now going after the president's tax returns. They're not going to get them, but it's going to be another battle. All of this is under the narrative of, just like subpoenaing the Mueller reports, all the narrative of this administration refuses to listen to Congress, refuses to cooperate with Congress. They issue a subpoena for the Mueller report. They're not going to get it because they're redacting it, which has to be done as per the law. They know that. But they want to have the story, Trump denies subpoena, Trump stands to Congress, this is Watergate all over again. And now the same thing with this stupid tax return issue. What does it matter what's in the tax returns? They say, and they have no idea, what if it shows he's a Russian agent? What if it shows he's Batman? What if it shows he's an archaeologist? It's irrelevant. You don't know, and yet you're hypothesizing. I'm trying to use an ignorant word yesterday after that caller, who, by the way, we podcast that for you if you'd like to take a listen. It's outstanding. Outstanding. But I was called yesterday unintelligent and immature several times, and I'm going to do my best today to live up to that throughout the next 3 hours. It doesn't matter what the president's tax returns say. And yet Democrats run around suggesting all these nefarious things it could say. And that's the point, right? Until they're released, they get to say whatever they want. Anything. They make up anything they want. They could allege that he used to be a professional wrestler. He did shave Vince McMahon's head. I want to make that point very clear. He did. And that's why he became very good friends with Linda McMahon, the outgoing SBA administrator. And now she's going to raise a ton of money for him in his reelection campaign. But I digress. The point is that whatever the president did or did not do in his business life, the voters didn't care. They voted for him. There's no constitutional requirement that says, show us the tax returns. But I have a question, though, which is this. If we're on the tax return game, can I see Bernie Sanders' tax return? Can I see all their tax returns, actually? I'd like to know how these people who have lived off the government teat, that's a word, it's a legit word. It's what, you know, like with the baby cows and whatnot. I want to know how they have lived off this, and yet they're all millionaires. They got houses, they got boats, they got planes, and they've all been on the public dole. I'd like to know that. Show me those tax returns. Show me how you're able to finagle that. That's what I'd like to know. But this is, again, another opportunity for them to go, look at this, Watergate all over again. He won't give us what we need, what we want. And then they can have their demands and their press conferences, and on it goes. And the cycle continues. And then I have a question for my moderate friends, my never Trump friends, and my my purples. You know, you purple people, you with your no labels. You know who you are. You're wearing purple right now. No labels. You know, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the... Anyway, my question for you is this. You've been preaching bipartisanship all this time. Democrats have the House of Representatives. What single bipartisan initiative have they put forward? I'll wait. Do you need to adjust the purple? Do you need to turn down the Sirius XM for a moment and come back to reality for a second? What have they done? Where's the infrastructure bill? Which, by the way, I hate. I haven't even read it yet. I hate it. But where's the infrastructure bill the Democrats and the president wants? They agree with him on that. Where's the paid family leave bill? Where's the child care bill? Where's all this nonsense that, you know, a cynical person could argue that since the Democrats have been in power since January, they've done nothing but investigate the president. A cynical person could argue that. Also, somebody who's not cynical, but just reads the papers every day, because that's literally all they do. Every day, it's about investigations. They've done nothing, and I mean nothing, to offer up a single bipartisan solution to anything. Now, that's fine with me, because I hate bipartisanship. The concept's stupid, and it's just really, it's a feel-good thing. You know what it works, right? Bipartisanship? When a Democrat's president. See, when a Democrat's president and Republicans have the Congress, that's when all the purple people say, we need some moderate, we need bipartisan compromise for the good of America, for the good of the nation. Come together right now over me. But then when there's Trump in office and the Democrats have control, they go, we must use the oversight powers of the Congress. And we must find out the truth of this presidency, and all the other stuff be damned, all that stupid little nonsense of the, you know, getting things done for the American people. So that's the rule to remember, is that Democrat president, Republican Congress, bipartisanship good. Republican president, Democrat Congress, bipartisanship bad. Got it? Because they have a job to do. That job is to investigate, to use the lens of Congress, the mighty microscope, and fry some ants on the sidewalk and look into his tax returns. This is a very, very sad time for our government, but I'm okay with it. I am. I personally am okay with it. You know why? I don't like Congress doing much. So I'm good with this. Like, do nothing, and that's cool, and you know, we can hang out for the next year and a half, and I'm all right. I don't need big, massive spending programs. I don't need solutions to all that. I don't need it. What I do need, however, is them to just, you know, stop spending all my money. But that's the problem, is that these investigations cost a lot of money. A lot of money. There are people out there, and they're purple people. They demand that Congress do something, do anything, do something on prescription drugs, on roads, et cetera, et cetera. The environment, pollution, blah, blah, blah. Where are these bipartisanship initiatives? Bipartisan initiatives. I mean, you have some Republican senators who are asking for it, but Democrats don't want to give the president a win. Why not? Because we're almost to 2020, which is an election year. It is. I had to look it up, but it's true. 2020 is an election year, and they do not want to give the president a win on anything. So while if the script was flipped and a Democrat president was there and the media would be screaming and the purple people leaders would be screaming about why you won't do a Rhodes package that you know he'd sign, and this is only because you're racist and you care more about dividing the country. Now it's, if you do a Rhodes package, you're giving this guy a win and you're going to reelect him, and that's awful. And that's what we're hearing. So expect nothing but gridlock for the next year and a half. Again, I'm good with it. I'm okay. I don't need the government to solve my life's problems. But there are a lot of Americans that would like some relief in some areas, or some help in some areas. Those Americans are going to look at this nonsense by the Democrats and say to themselves, what is wrong with these people? I mean, eventually you reach a point where you go, what is wrong with them? Do they have anything better to do, anything besides investigating the president? And that's why the backlash is coming against the Democrats. It's coming, baby. It is. It is. It's coming because I live this stuff every day. You probably live this stuff too. A lot of people don't. They just go about their lives. You know, they pop in a Cracker Barrel every now and then, or they hit the little hate chicken on the way home. They live their lives. They don't swim in this like we do. But they're going to look up one day very soon and go, what is with the Democrats? All they do is investigate this guy. Like, enough already. Do they do nothing? And then the wave's going to hit backwards against them this time. You see what I mean as we get closer to 2020, which, by the way, is an election year. I looked it up. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. The Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli and Facebook.com/Zioli Show. And if you would like to call and call me names, feel free. It's really actually for me, it's like sparring Spider Rico, and I really can't get enough of it. Yes, we are back, and it's tax day today. Well, tax day anyways. The Democrats go after the president's tax returns. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, 855-839-1210. Truly, you know, the issue of the president's tax returns gives the Democrats another opportunity to do what they do best, which is grandstand. They love the grandstanding. They love to grandstand. They do it better than anybody, and they're not ashamed of it. They love press conferences. They love to go on Twitter and scream and yell. They love to do these things. It also reminds you how they, if they're talking policy, they're getting just really, really wacky. Wacky, wacky policy. Now, let's go to Joe Biden for a quick second, shall we? Because Joe Biden made the unfortunate mistake of putting out a Facebook video where he proceeds to explain times have changed and I'm not going to smell people's hair and be so creepy anymore. And it was just weird. The whole thing was weird. And it was open for riffing, and that's exactly what's happening now. And it's just, he looks even more comical today than he did yesterday. The truth of the matter is that Joe Biden's campaign, well, I read Karl Rove today. Karl Rove wrote an op-ed about this. And Karl Rove, he said, you know, Joe Biden has to stop apologizing, and he has to own these things, and he has to just move forward and start offering a moderate Democrat proposal. You know, for the people that are afraid of the left of their party, he's got to offer them some moderate things, and then maybe he can win. And some of the examples that Rove cited were, keeping Obamacare, for example, not going Medicare for all, but keeping Obamacare. Okay, stop and break that down for a quick second here. Does a Democrat win their party's nomination by just keeping Obamacare? I don't think so. I think you got to be all in for Medicare for all if you want to win. If you want to win your party's nomination, you got to be Medicare for all. There are no sensible Democrat proposals that can win the nomination for them right now. The party's not going to let it happen. They'll go down in flames before they let that happen. But you notice there's a lot of the old guard Democrats who are trying to come to Biden's defense. They don't really know what to do. They don't know what to do because, Joe is, in their mind, maybe the only chance that they have. So let's go to the vampiric one, shall we? Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who has lived a long time. In fact, she remembers a time when touching was much more accepted. She also remembers when you couldn't touch anyone during the Dark Ages, the bubonic plague, where you really just physical contact was banned back then. She remembers those dark days as well. But what's really weird is this. I don't know what the hell this is. I want to warn you. because I don't know what this is, but I worry and I hope Child Services is paying attention. Cut one.
I know Joe Biden a long time. My grandchildren love Joe Biden. I mean, he's an affectionate person to children, to senior citizens, to everyone. That's just the way he is. For example, my grandchildren, when they were little, like 5 and 6, now they're more 10 and 11, they would say, play games, and then they'd say, open sesame, except we don't say sesame, we say open Biden. That's the magic word, because he was just so lovely to them and paid attention.
Well, then. So, guys, Bryce Harper, huh? How about that?
Yeah.
That Bryce Harper. Wow, he's a baseball player, huh? Man.
Open Harper.
Open Biden.
We don't say sesame. We say open Biden.
I don't even know what to say to that because I feel as if I should be calling the Department of Child Services right now.
Please.
I just feel as if right now there needs to be an intervention and people with clipboards. And I don't even know how that just happened from the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Good God.
And I'm trying to know if is there going to be a Netflix documentary called Open Biden about these childhood games? Should there be? Is John Walsh on the case? Like, what is going on here?
Open Biden.
Open
Biden.
We don't
say sesame. We say open Biden. That's the magic word.
What is... this sounds like every... You know what this sounds like? Remember they used to do those ABC after-school specials?
Yes.
To warn you of stranger danger?
Yep.
That's what this is. It's like... If you get home and someone says, we're going to play Open Biden, run, call the police. Call your parents, call the police, get an adult.
A very special episode.
Yeah. Today on the ABC After School Special, if someone comes to you and says, hey, kids, let's play Open Biden, here's what you do. You pick up the phone and dial 911 and you call.
We don't say sesame. We say Open Biden. That's the magic word.
You remember they used to do, it's 10 p.m., do you know where your children are? Right? It's 10 p.m., do you know where your children are? If they're playing Open Biden, please call the police. Please find out where they are and make sure they're okay.
This is like gone viral and people are, one person said, Mondo wrote, Open Biden definitely involves a zipper.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's just so wrong.
I mean, you should see, but everybody's comment, nobody's defending it. It's just gone, people are just crazy. Like, protect your kids from both of them.
It's like if Open Biden was lurking by a schoolyard.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? And then, like, the van, you know, the windowless panel van shows up on the schoolyard, and it's like, Open Biden, and the doors come flying open. Isn't that what the clown in the movie It said when he was reaching out of the sewer? Yeah, didn't he say something like, Open Biden, you'll float too? Wasn't it like that?
We're all Bidens down here.
We're all Bidens down here. Open Biden, come on down.
Oh, my God.
That's the Speaker of the House of Representatives right there.
Did she not know the words? I mean, like, why would she ever say that?
I mean, in my day, we play games like London Bridge is Falling Down, which is about the plague. But isn't that London Bridge is Falling Down about something dark and nefarious?
No, it's Ring Around the Rosie.
Right.
Yeah.
But although London Bridge is Falling Down also does sound a little bit dark, does it not?
Yes.
You know, Betsy Ross Bridge is falling down. You know, it's not exactly an uplifting childhood game. Still, better than Open Biden. Like, if my kids came home from school and I go, hey, guys, what'd you do at school today? We played Open Biden with Joe.
Oh, no.
I would be at that school so fast. How fast would you be at that school? My kids would be pulled out of that school and homeschooled.
Yeah.
It's just getting really, really weird for him at this point. What are some of the other comments, Dawn, regarding Open Biden?
Somebody else wrote, some people are trying to be say something kind of like, one person wrote, what? She's not helping, laugh out loud. Somebody else wrote, yeah, she would send her grandkids to Michael's Neverland Ranch because he's a Dem. So some people are just not political. They're just saying, what? Dear Lord, deliver me from this earth. That was what one person wrote.
Giant meteor now. Listen, kids, we're going to have snacks. I got juice. quick game of open Biden, and we'll get to
Sesame,
break time.
We say open Biden. Open That's the magic Biden. Word.
All right. The other magic word is uncle. And remember, don't tell your parents about this game.
No, it's not. I don't think that's...
Keep this between us.
Mr. Horton in the bike
The whole
shop.
Thing is just very, very bizarre. I feel like John Walsh is going to walk in any
yes,
moment.
Yes, 100%.
Right?
Well, it's going to take... You can already see... So one lady wrote, maybe Ms. Pelosi should have been watching her grandkids closer. Some molesters are very friendly and likable. That's why they can get away with it for so long. People don't believe the children.
You see?
So it's taking this turn... Now, you know, because now it's gone to social media where it's not even political, where people are getting very serious about it. So
because it's gone to a dark and creepy place. That's why. And, you know, there's some of us who just make jokes and other people who go, this is a time to remind the nation that stuff like this really happens. Oh, man. Well,
oh my God,
this is really good for America's creepy uncle. I'm sure he'll definitely lose a creepy uncle moniker now, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, after that, he's definitely going to move on from creepy Uncle Joe. It's always your creepy uncle who you'd play a game like Open Biden with, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, before mom gets home, I mean, all right, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. The Biden 2020, Stranger Danger is going to be his new slogan. Biden 2020. Let's see. Steve is in Westchester. Steve would like to weigh in on this. Yes, Steve.
I think everybody in the caravan coming up to get across the border are yelling, open Biden, open Biden. That's how they're getting in.
That might be the word. Maybe that's the secret phrase.
Open Biden.
And there you go. Boom, the border wall opens. Just like that, and they come right in. So well done, Steve.
Open
well done.
Biden.
You got it.
Joe is in Harleysville. Yes, Joe.
Hey, that's just crazy. But is it 25th Amendment crazy?
No. You know what it is? It's 25th Amendment creepy is what it is.
Yeah. How did she ever get to be Speaker of the House? She must have, like, pictures on every Democrat in Congress.
If you live long enough, you can acquire a lot of information on people.
All right.
Thank you, Joe. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And obviously, kids, we're not going to play any games of Open Biden today.
Open Biden.
If anybody suggests that to you, please call your parents right away. All right. Now, we got a lot to discuss today, including how soon Joe Biden's campaign will be over. That's one of the topics for this afternoon.
Good God.
Rich Zeoli, 3 till 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.